Metronome. Cool FM Podcast.
Okay, welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast. And yes, we are still struggling with the name JIG, which is Jennifer Ibrahim G. If you take the letters from our names, we get G.
Jig is here to solve your music problems.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, and it's all about social media. Did you hear that? It's all about social media. We are talking about the importance, the relevance of social media to music and celebrity lifestyle, how it influences their sound, and how everything just comes together.
Yes, that's right. Now, before all this started, I mean, if you want to see your favorite celebrities, we're hoping on, you know, the music videos to come out so that they can give us the idea of this fabulous, fantabulous people. But right now, thank God for social media. They are right in our faces every day, every time, 24/7, in our bedrooms, in our cars, in our place of work, everywhere you go.
Exactly. And you can actually read their minds by what they tweet, by what they post, by the pictures and even videos that they upload. You can literally follow them. It feels like a day in a celebrity's life if you don't have any other thing to do but just to follow them on your stories and check out their Twitters and Instagram stories and whatnot. But hey, it has a way of actually shaping the music, actually even announcing their sound, new releases, new body of work, and sometimes controversies.
Yes, which is what we are here for.
Honestly, I think celebrities should not be allowed to manage their social media accounts because sometimes they will unprofessionally put out some things that would just jeopardize everything, or it would just destroy everything they've built in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like recently, Bella Shmurda is in the news. Now, why? He first tweeted something, and I thought it was okay. It makes a whole lot of sense. According to him, he said when his mother was in labor for him, around 3 a.m., she was going through labor pains and all of that. The bleeding of a goat around 3 a.m. was what actually calmed the mother, and in no time, Bella Shmurda was delivered.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I guess something about the goat. Maybe me poko toi.
Okay. Jennifer Zipit. Okay.
No, honestly. But aside that, he also tweeted something that was rather controversial and at the same time unnecessary. So he posted a picture of his longtime girlfriend and he said of that day of the post, the child that they had together would have been 5 years old. Thank God he was aborted or something like that, and he got aborted. I was like, what is going on? I can actually feel the cringe in Jennifer's look right now. She looked at me like, are you for real? Yeah, something of that nature. I'm like, why do you post something like that? How do you want the girl to feel? Terrible. And they had matching jerseys.
Wow.
It was Chelsea. Up Chelsea.
Oh no. Like, I totally agree with you. Some of these celebrities, their handles or their passwords should actually be limited or should be taken away from them or should be managed by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are now a public figure. I know some of you didn't bargain for this, but this is the life you are now living. And because of that, you have to be responsible. Well, another person actually came on the news. I'm talking about Black Bones. And he shared something. He said he took the longest road to success and, you know, this whole music thing. You remember how he recorded a lot of music and he was really pushing it out there. But the one that got us cracking was when he said he made his first 200K and he wanted to buy studio equipment, but his mom carried it. I went to give the pastor as first fruits.
You have to sow a seed. A seed that will change your life.
Hallelujah.
A seed. If this is my son, I can just imagine the conversation. My son, it is this music you say you want to do. It is music you want to do, eh? I said, hey, mommy, yes. Take this money. It is your sweat. Go and sow it as a seed. And trust me, anything that involves your music will flourish. And maybe today that is why, I don't know, I'm just saying, yo.
It could be your mother's prayers.
Maybe, and maybe the mother's prayers plus the 200K somehow served as fertilizer. And it fertilized his talent, and it blossomed. Instead of growing for like 2 days, it grew up in one day. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. And I guess he was really pissed about it because he didn't say it in a like very Wait. In a good way. I was like, man, come on, my hard earned money, man. You just gave it to the pastor. You just made the pastor to
him.
I imagine. But today, you know the Christian folks, I'm a Christian folk too, I'm sure most of people are like, you see, you shouldn't mock things like this, and we're not mocking it. It's probably evident in his life. He's a prolific musician. Every sound he releases is always a banger. And I just saw a picture of him with a very good Mercedes Benz. I'm like, whoa, man, you better go thank your mama because she must have done something right. But moving away from that, let's go to our beloved brother. Or should we call it sister country? Just here. Who we always constantly bickering and fighting over stuff. Shatta Wale's social media should be handled by a separate company. Because Chale, I really don't understand what's going on with that guy. He thinks it, he doesn't filter it, he posts and just tweets. And I'm like, he goes on social media, does videos, he doesn't even filter, he just videos and boom, it's out there. And sometimes these things can actually affect you as an artist. Big brands might want to just, hey, we would not want to be associated with an individual that rants about stuff, makes unguarded statements, and just goes about doing whatever he wants to do. There should be decorum in the space if you are a celebrity. Trust me.
Yes.
And with that, I rest my case. Well, not really, not technically. Talking about resting case, I recently saw a post of a Ghanaian, I think, congressman. He was talking about Shatta Wale once again. And he said, there was a time when Ghanaian music ruled the whole of Africa. Did Nigerians complain about it? No. So why do you go on social media and every chance you get, you rant, rant, rant? I can just imagine in Shatta Wale's voice, Ibi, we say we start this music. Let me tell you something, Charlie. All these Nigerian boys say, look, Apambe say, go and ask for Katamoba. We'll be the one where they do the music for the whole Ghana. Nobody do dancehall music like me. Well, that's just me doing my weak impression of Ghanaian music, Ghanaian musicians. Well, anyway, it's all fun right here. Well, the moral of the story is... even if you're not a celebrity, you need to be mindful of what you post on your social media.
Yeah.
We hear these days some embassies, if you want to get a visa, they will do a very high-tech search on your social media and they're looking for keywords. If you go about maybe not supporting some ideologies or you preach hate or maybe you have a type of feeling about some certain things, they will decline. So it's not about the celebrity. If you're a musician, you need to be careful. If you want to be like the big wigs out there, the big Wiz Kids and the Burna Boys and all of that, the Olami days, you need to be mindful of what you post. It's supposed to be a medium to socialize, not propagate terrible agendas, hate, or even try to preach things that would divide countries and even industries, such as the music industry, like what we're experiencing right now with, you know, Ghana, Nigeria. And if not for social media, you would not know. And thank God for social media. You know about J and a G. Together we are Jig, not Jig.
You know, talking about this, I would also agree that some people should just take a chill pill, especially if you are not so sure of the content you want to put out there. Another person that came under heavy backlash is the gospel singer Sammy Okoso. And this was because he did post an apology to explain explain how he caused his wife and family a lot of pain, and he is now working on making peace with God. Now, that post was very long, first off, and if you read through it, wow, it was just what my eyes cannot see. But the moral of it was that after the whole backlash came, he took it down.
Took it down. Now, why even put it out in the first place?
If you know he's not going to stay there.
When you were busy in the sheets, we were not there. Why bring us in now?
We didn't even know. You told us. So allow us. Let us view it.
I don't know. So honestly, music, musicians, celebrities, please be mindful of your post on social media. Ordinary citizens, like, yeah, yes, you, you, yes, you. Increase the volume. I'm talking to you. Don't do stuff like that.
No, don't.
Be mindful of what you post, because it might just turn around and bite you in the ass. And this is where we go.
Peace.
We out of here. J-I-G is G.
Cool FM.